بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم وانعم علينا يا عظيم. MashaAllah, looks like this half of the brothers are down there in the city for New Year's Eve. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, people, shaitan comes. Now a lot of people, shaitan, might come to the mosque, start whispering, saying, look what you're missing out. You're in the mosque, and you know you're missing out the party down there in the city, and people, you know, are partying there, New Year's Eve, and that and that. SubhanAllah, but when you look at it in reality, they are missing out. And you are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted. It's the greatest gift to be in the house of Allah azza wa jal in a moment of corruption, in a moment of affliction. You be in the house of Allah azza wa jal worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the scholars said that in a moment, in a night, or in a moment of people committing corruption, a true believer will start worshipping Allah azza wa jal. A true believer will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's there for him, worshipping him. Because all this is a worship of the shaitan. A New Year's party, it's a worship of the shaitan. Christmas party, it's a worship of the shaitan. In other event, it's a worship of the shaitan. So you do exactly the opposite of it, worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and looks at the true believer. And especially being in the house of Allah azza wa jal, a New Year's Eve. What more do you want? What more gift do you want from Allah Azza wa Jalla to give you, that you're in his house in a moment of corruption? What more do you want that Allah Azza wa Jalla to give you in a moment of people worshipping the shaitan? You are ever here worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. What more do you want? And subhanAllah, imagine of like, think of it, especially in a non-Muslim country like here, out of a big, massive continent, out of a big, massive area, for example, the Australian continent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala probably is looking at this spot right here, and few other spots where people worshipping Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal yaftakhiru. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy and glad in front of the angels that he mentions every single name of every single person in the house of Allah azza wa jal, telling them, "Oh my servants, I've promised you paradise for the sacrifice that you put. Oh my servant, have patience. Don't forget what you've got in the hereafter, it's paradise. But for the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending his curse and his anger." And subhanAllah, that's not a pleasure. If what people think that's a pleasure, people think, wow, use evil, go and celebrate, check a party, do this and do that. But subhanAllah, it's not a party, it's a party in the fire of hell. It's a party with the anger of Allah azza wa jal. But he being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, at this moment right now, I swear to God, uqsimu billah al-azim, I've given so much lessons in this mosque, but feeling this happiness now, being in this time, at this spot right now, I've never felt it, wallah. Especially now, all this corruption happening, you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending his mercy down. So you should be happy. Don't let shaitan come to your mind, and whisper in your mind, whisper in your ear, telling you, look what you're missing out of. You should have been in the city partying. Last year, remember when you done this and done that? Yeah, you missed out. But subhanAllah, they missed out and you won. Wallahi, they missed out and you won. You won the pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they missed out on it. And they lost. That's why you should thank Allah azza wa jalla 100 times. Ya Allah, I thank you for choosing me to be in your greatest place, the place of Allah azza wa jalla, the mosque. Should thank Allah Azza 100 times. Say, Ya Allah, thanks to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, give me the energy to thank you more of what you gave me right now. Being in your house and among people committing corruption. This night, as I said, a lot of the scholars recommended that you stay, you know, nights where there's a lot of haram committed, or nights where there's so much corruption being committed. The scholars recommended, or the scholars said, that you should increase from your worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's where you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are a real believer. That's where Allah distinguishes the real believers from the non-real believers. That's how Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah knows, but Allah distinguishes them through this. Distinguishes the real believers through this. When He puts, you know, when a big event like this attracts a lot of people, these people stay on the side. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They were in Mecca. And Iran was killing the corruption, worshipping idols, but they were standing up worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And it reminds me of the stories of Ahl al-Kahf. Ashab al-Kahf. Those teenagers, they were in a city before, that's before the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. There was a city, a lot of the scholars say it's in Jordan. A lot of the scholars say that city was in Jordan. And there was a king, and the people of that city used to worship that king. And that king used to say that he's the Lord of this universe. And once they had a big function, all of them, every year, they used to have an event where all of them leave the city, go out in the open air, and start worshipping that king that claims that he's a prophet, and start prostrating to him. And it's a day where they have like a festival for them, you know, given as an honor to that king, that they say that he's their lord. And once the whole city left, the city went to the open air for that festival that they have every year. So one of the teenagers, I remember, please underline the word teenagers, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I was supported by the teenagers, I was let down by the oldies. Nasaran al-shabab, khadalan al-shuyukh. So one of the teenagers saw this thing, you know, saw that scene in front of him. These people are prostrating to a human being. These people are worshipping a creation. These people are bound down to a creation. Then what happened to the creator? He's a creation like me and him. He dies, he eats, he lives like me and him. What makes him above me? So one of them said, no way, he's my Lord. My Lord is much bigger than that. So he isolated these people and went and sat under a tree. Then another teenager came to his mind, the same thing that came to that mind of that teenager. He said, what's wrong with these people? A prostrating to our human being. Bowing to our human being. Worshipping a makhluk, a creation. Then where's the creator? So he isolated that people and went and sat next to that teenager. He sat down. He looked at him. The other one looked at him. Yaqi, what made you sit down over here? So the other one told him, Allah, I'll tell you, but you promised me you're not going to tell anyone. So I said, yeah, because I used to get scared. There was oppressive, that king. He'll kill anyone that worships someone than him. So he told him, Wallahi, I asked a lot of these people when I saw this disgrace in front of me. So he told him, what disgrace? He said, these people worshipping a creation, and then I worship the creator. He said, Wallahi, the same thing made me come over here. So he said, that makes us two. Then a third teenager joins that party. He saw, what's wrong with these people? Worshipping a human being, worshipping a creation, prostrating to a creation, to a human being, there's no difference between me and him. So he asked all of that crew and went to that third party and asked him, Akhi, what made you come over here? He said, Wallah, if I tell you, he's promised me he's not going to tell anyone. They said, yes. He told him, Wallah, what made me come over here? Because I started to think about, no way this guy could be a con. So he said, Wallah, that makes us three. Then a fourth person joins that party for the same reason. And a fifth, and a fourth, a sixth, and a seventh. So they became seven teenagers. They isolated the crew. Why? Because they only thought about it. So how could this man become a Lord? Our Lord is much bigger than that. So they became seven. And during that time, they concealed their belief. They kept it between them. They kept that belief between them. They did not tell anyone, especially their families. And it's narrated they came from a high family, rich family, wealthy family, from the wealthy families of that city. So they concealed it, but they kept that belief quiet between them. Until the news went to the king through other people, and they used to see them, that whenever they used to go and worship that king, they never used to attend. So the king, you know, saw there was something sus about these people. What's wrong with them? So he called them, seven of them, come forward, in front of the king. What's your problem? Why every time we have a worship event, yous do not attend? Is it true that yous do not worship me? Yous don't believe in me? So they said straightforward, no, we do not believe in you. Why? Because you're a human being like us. I'm the Lord of this universe. No, you're not. Our Lord is bigger than you. You live and die like us. And our Lord does not live. Our Lord does not die. He lives, never dies. So that king looked at him, and because they came from a wealthy family, he said, listen, I'm going to give you a chance. One last chance. I could have just cut your head off, chopped your head off, but I'm going to give you one last chance. In 3 days' time, think about it, come back to me, and change your belief, or you find yourself in a grave. I'll kill you, I'll chop your heads off. So he let him for 3 days. During those 3 days, they got together, they said, what are we going to do? It's either we leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship this creation, or we go back to Allah and Allah will protect us. So what's the solution now? Is to leave that city. Migrate from the city and go. So 7 of them left that city, left their families, their wealth, their houses, their kids, and left that city, migrated into a different city or go into a different place. While they're walking, a dog followed them. A dog, animal, followed them. Until they felt tired, they got tired. So where did they go? They went and hid in a cave. They went inside a cave. It was early in the, or mid-afternoon, it was mid-noon. They felt tired, so they said, we should have a short nap. We'll sleep for a short time, relax, then we get up and continue our journey. So they slept. They slept. And the dog slept in front of the door of the cave, or the mouth of the cave. Then they wake up, but their sleep and wake up was different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep for 309 years. When they wake up before sunset. So what came to their mind? We slept here. From the morning to sunset, Allahu Akbar, Allah was long. But they didn't know they slept for 309 years. And when they wake up, they felt they were hungry. They felt hunger. They wanted to eat food. So they got together and they said, we all feel hungry. فَبَعْثُ أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرَقِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Send one of us to the city with that money that we've got. And everyone start to chip in money. Everyone start to put in their coins, silver coins. Send one of us to the city and let them buy food for us. But then they said, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, and make sure that he goes in quietly so no one sees him and asks him about us. And at the end we end up worshipping that man again. We don't want to go to that man. And then we'll lose Allah Azza wa Jal and we'll end up in a misery. No, we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're not ready to worship that king. So they're putting money together and they send two. Don't forget what you've got in the hereafter, it's paradise. But for the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending his curse and his anger. And subhanallah, that's not a pleasure. For a people think that's a pleasure. People think, wow, New Year's Eve, we'll go and celebrate, check a party, do this and do that. But subhanallah, it's not a party, it's a party in the fire of hell. It's a party with the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, at this moment right now, I swear to God, uqsimu billahi al-azim, I've given so much lessons in this mosque, but feeling this happiness now, being in this time, at this spot right now, I've never felt it, wallah. Especially now, all this corruption happening, you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending his mercy down. So you should be happy. Don't let shaitan come to your mind and whisper in your mind, whisper in your ear, telling you, look what you're missing out of. You should have been in the city partying. Last year, remember when you done this and done that? You missed out. But subhanAllah, they missed out and you won. Wallahi, they missed out and you won. You won the pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they missed out on it. And they lost. That's why you should thank Allah Azza wa Jalla 100 times. Ya Allah, I thank you for choosing me to be in your greatest place, the place of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the mosque. You should thank Allah Azza 100 times. Say, Ya Allah, thanks to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, give me the energy to thank you more of what you gave me right now. Being in your house and among people committing corruption. This night, as I said, a lot of the scholars recommended that you stay, you know, nights where there's a lot of haram committed, or nights where there's so much corruption being committed, the scholars recommended, or the scholars said, that you should increase from your worship to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's where you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are a real believer. That's where Allah distinguishes the real believers from the non-real believers. That's how Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah knows, but Allah distinguishes them through this. Distinguishes the real believers through this. When he puts, you know, when a big event like this attracts a lot of people, these people stay on the side. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They were in Mecca. And everyone was given in the corruption, worshipping idols, but they were standing up worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And it reminds me of the stories of Ahl al-Kahf. Ashab al-Kahf. Those teenagers, they were in a city before, that's before the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a city, a lot of the scholars say it's in Jordan. A lot of the scholars say that city was in Jordan. And there was a king, and the people of that city used to worship that king. And that king used to say that he's the Lord of this universe. And once they had a big function, all of them, every year, they used to have an event where all of them leave the city, go out in the open air, and start worshipping the king that claims that he's a prophet, and start prostrating to him. And it's a day where they have like a festival for them, you know, given as an honor to that king, that they say that he's their lord. And once the whole city left, the city went to the open air for that festival that they have every year. So one of the teenagers, I remember, please underline the word teenagers, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I was supported by the teenagers, I was let down by the oldies. Nasaran al-shabab, khadalan al-shuyukh. So one of the teenagers saw this thing, you know, saw that scene in front of him. These people are prostrating to a human being. These people are worshipping a creation. These people are bound down to a creation. Then what happened to the creator? He's a creation like me and him. He dies, he eats, he lives like me and him. What makes him above me? So one of them said, no way, he's my Lord. My Lord is much bigger than that. So he isolated these people and went and sat under a tree. Then another teenager came to his mind, the same thing that came to that mind of that teenager. He said, what's wrong with these people? A prostrating to our human being. Bowing to our human being. Worshipping a makhluk, a creation. Then where's the creator? So he isolated that people and went and sat next to that teenager. He sat down. He looked at him. The other one looked at him. Yaqi, what made you sit down over here? So the other one told him, Allah, I'll tell you, but you promised me you're not going to tell anyone. So I said, yeah, because I used to get scared. Then he was oppressive, that king. He'll kill anyone that worships someone than him. So he told him, wallahi, I asked a lot of these people when I saw this disgrace in front of me. So he told him, what disgrace? He said, these people worshipping a creation, and then I worship the creator. He said, wallahi, the same thing made me come over here. So he said, that makes us two. Then a third teenager joins that party. He saw, what's wrong with these people? Worshipping a human being, worshipping a creation, prostrating to a creation, to a human being, there's no difference between me and him. So he isolated that crew and went to that third party and they asked him, Akhi, what made you come over here? He said, wallah, if I tell you, he's promised me he's not going to tell anyone. They said, yes. He told him, wallah, what made me come over here? Because I start to think about no way this guy could be a con. So he said, wallah, that makes us three. Then a fourth person joins that party. for the same reason. And a fifth, and a fourth, a sixth, and a seventh. So they became seven teenagers. The Arsalat of the crew. Why? Because they only thought about it. So how could this man become a Lord? Our Lord is much bigger than that. So they became seven. And during that time, they concealed their belief. They kept it between them. They kept that belief between them. They did not tell anyone, especially their families. And it's narrated they came from a high family, rich family, wealthy family, from the wealthy families of that city. So they concealed them, but they kept that belief quiet between them. Until the news went to the king through other people, and they used to see them, that whenever they used to go and worship that king, they never used to attend. So the king, you know, saw there was something sus about these people. What's wrong with them? So he called them, seven of them, come forward, in front of the king. What's your problem? Why every time we have a worship event, you do not attend? Is it true that you do not worship me? You don't believe in me? So they said straightforward, no, we do not believe in you. Why? Because you're a human being like us. I'm the Lord of this universe. No, you're not. Our Lord is bigger than you. You live and die like us. And our Lord does not live. Our Lord does not die. He lives, never dies. So that king looked at him. And because they came from a wealthy family, he said, listen, I'm going to give you a chance. One last chance. I could have just cut your head off, chopped your head off. But I'm going to give you one last chance. In 3 days' time. Think about it, come back to me, and change your belief, or you find yourself in the grave. I'll kill you, I'll chop your heads off. So he let on for 3 days. During those 3 days, they got together, they said, what are we going to do? It's either we leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship this creation, or we go back to Allah and Allah will protect us. So what's the solution now? Is to leave that city, migrate from the city and go. So seven of them left that city, left their families, their wealth, their houses, their kids, and left that city, migrated into a different city or going to a different place. While they're walking, a dog followed them. A dog, animal, followed them. Until they felt tired, they got tired. So where did they go? They went and hid in a cave. They went inside a cave. It was early in the or mid afternoon. It was mid noon. They felt tired, so they said, we should have a short nap. We'll sleep for a short time, relax. Then we'll get up and continue our journey. So they slept. They slept. And the dog slept in front of the door of the cave, or the mouth of the cave. Then they wake up, but their sleep and wake up was different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep for 309 years. When they wake up, they wake up before sunset. So what came to their mind? We slept here from the morning to sunset. Allahu Akbar, Allah was long. But they didn't know they slept for 309 years. And when they wake up, they felt they were hungry. They felt hunger. They wanted to eat food. So they got together and they said, we all feel hungry. فَبَعْثُ أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرَقِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Send one of us to the city with that money that we've got. And everyone start to chip in money. Everyone start to put in their coins, silver coins. Send one of us to the city and let him buy food for us. But then they said, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ, and make sure that he goes in quietly so no one sees him and asks him about us. And at the end we end up worshipping that man again. We don't want to go to that man. And then we lose Allah Azza wa Jal. and we'll end up in a misery. No, we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're not ready to worship that king. So they're putting money together, and they sent two. Two of them went to the city. When they went in the city, subhanallah, 300 non-Jews, the city didn't stay the same as it was. So they saw difference in this city and different markets. But this did not come to their mind. Anyway, they went straight away to the market to buy food. They saw the food, the fruits, the veggies, this and that, bread, got it together. Okay, we want this. It's now time to pay. They took out the coins to pay. They gave it to the shopkeeper. Grab those coins. What's these coins? 300 non-Jews didn't stay the same coins. There's difference. Different currency now. They changed it. That these coins had the name of that king. Now it's a different king. So the shopkeeper said, "Where did you get these coins from?" "Ah, you found a treasure." Straight away. "You found a treasure. Tell us, where did you find that treasure from?" He said, "What are you talking about, buddy? What are you talking about, mate? Give me the, this is my money, take, give me this, you know, I want my groceries, I want to go." He said, "What are you talking about? Give me money." He said, "What's this in your hands?" He said, "That's a treasure 300 years ago." He said, "What are you talking about 300 years ago?" He said, what king? Oh, we come from that king, his name Kaza Kaza, his name this and that." He said, "Who? This king died 300 years ago. Now it's another king, his name this and that." Didn't go in the hoods. Who would believe that I slept for 300 years? After 300 years, you go, you know, in Australia, find, you remember John Howard, turns out to be George someone. So that man took him to the king. He's accusing them for finding a treasure. And at that moment, they don't let anyone to keep a treasure. Whoever finds a treasure has got to be given to the king. So the king, they went to the king. They stood in front of the king. Subhanallah! We were there in the morning, he was different. "Who are you?" He said, "I'm this person, I'm the king." He said, "No, the king was that." He said, "That king died 300 years ago." "What do you mean 300 years ago? We were here this morning." He said, "No, what are you talking about here this morning? That king you're talking about is my grandfather. He died 300 years ago. 300 and more years ago." He said, "Subhanallah, I was here this morning. These are coins. I've had them from the morning. I worked and I earned these coins." So he told them, "What's your story?" And that king, his name was Dakhneos. And Dakhneos was a just king. He wasn't on the truth, but he was just. He wasn't like the other one. He was a just man, understanding king. So he told them, "What's your story?" So they told them, "Our story is this and that. We used to worship that king, and we did not to worship him, and he gave us a chance of 3 days. We did not go back into worshiping him. He's going to kill us, so we left the city." And he said, "Do you have other crewmates?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "We've got another five people." He said, "Yeah, we've got another five people. They have a car, Ford Laser, red color, number plate PMH058. Okay, could the brother please remove his car because someone wants to leave. So he said, "Do you have another crew member?" He said, "Yeah, well, another five." He said, "Where are these five?" He said, "They're in a cave." He said, "Please, let us go and see them." 300 years. And 300 non-years in a lunar year. 300 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep for 300 years. Now a lot of questions come to your mind. First question, 300 years in that cave. But didn't anyone go past that cave and went inside that cave and saw these people sleeping in that cave? That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah says, and one dog followed them and slept on the doors of that cave. And when someone sees a dog sleep on the doors of the cave, he's going to go near that cave. That's number one question answered. Number two question, if I sleep on my bed for 1 month, 1 month straight, you're going to find your skin rotten. Stop these people 300 years. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we would turn them over right and left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was making them turn from right to left, from left to right. Another question would say, the 300 years in the darkness, they'll also get wrong and their skin will change. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there was a hole in that cave, and there was, the sun shine used to go through the hole in the morning with where the sun shine hits their skins. Now another question will come and say, didn't they get their sunburn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that we protected them from the sunshine burn. The sun used to come in the cave, and I went to that cave in Jordan in 97. I went to that cave in Jordan and I saw the whole thing, subhanallah. When you look at it, you just want to cry, especially when you know the story. You look at that cave and subhanallah, you find a hole in the middle of that cave, and it's like, subhanallah, it's like on the sides is made like beds. I've seen that cave with my own eyes, and I saw the city. You know, it's near Amman in Jordan. Subhanallah. So the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the sun shine in, and Allah azza wa jalla protected the skins from the sun shine. So look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected these teenagers. Now they took the king and his crew to go and see the rest of their mates. They went to the cave. Their mates saw this. I mean, what's wrong? Who did you bring with you? So they told him this and that, and this happened. Subhanallah, we slept for 300 years. We didn't even feel it. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do whatever He wants. Allah azza wa jal will do whatever He wants. And Allah azza wa jal, because they protected His religion, Allah protected them. Because they looked after the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal looked after them in a way He wants. And then they stayed in the cave, and the next day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their lives. So they died in that cave. Yani they only lived one day, in some narrations, few days after they wake up, and after they died, Allah after they died, the village came to visit them. What a miracle! These people have been living for 400 years nearly. These people, look, they slept for 300 years and they're still alive. These people must be angels. So what they said, لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا, that we want to make their cave as a mosque. They wanted to make the cave as a mosque. And then the pious people out of them, they rejected that idea. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story in Surah Al-Kahf. And that story, the Jews were asked by the Arabs of Mecca, because the people in Mecca, they were Arabs, the people of Quraysh, they did not have a holy book, a sacred book. But the Jews had a sacred book, the Torah. So when Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam appeared to them, they wanted to make sure, is this man a prophet or not? So they went and asked, they said, why don't we go and ask the Jews? They've got a sacred book. So they went and asked the Jews, and the Jews told them, okay, we'll give you three questions. Go and ask Muhammad these three questions. If he answers these three questions, then now he's a prophet. They told them, tell us about those teenagers that went to the cave, and tell us about Dhul Qurnayn, a man that ruled the east and the west, and tell us about the soul. And after a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these answers in the Quran. And Allah azza wa jal mentioned that story in the Quran to show us that whoever protects the religion of Allah, Allah will protect him. And whoever takes care of the deen of Allah, Allah will take care of him. And that's where the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says in one of the hadith, that once he was riding behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on a camel. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, Ya ghulam, inni mu'allimuka kalimat. O teenager, I'm teaching you words. They short in number, but they've got great meaning. احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the religion of Allah, Allah will protect you. Protect the religion of Allah, Allah will protect you. And if Allah Azza wa Jalla protects you, what more protection do you want? اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Remember Allah. Protect the religion of Allah. You'll find Allah in front of you. You'll find Allah with you. And once Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you, He's going to defeat you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one could answer you except Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you want to rely on anyone, rely on no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. Resort to no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then go to the creation, go straight to the creator. Then go to the human, go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is there for you. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And remember, if this whole world gathers together, if this whole nation gathers together, from the human being and the jinn, to benefit you, they can't unless Allah Azza wa Jal wants. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And remember, if this whole world gathers together to harm you, no one could unless Allah Azza wa Jal wants. رُفَعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. خلاص, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders has been ordained, and no one could do anything unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So this story is to tell us, as being a teenager, when you find all these amusements and temptations around you, that remember Allah. New Year's Eve, remember Allah. Christmas time, remember Allah. Saturday night, remember Allah. Allah remember you. And same thing, opposite. Forget Allah, Allah will forget you. Ignore Allah, Allah will ignore you. Neglect Allah, Allah will neglect you. If you don't feel it in this life, you're going to feel it in the hereafter. And you'll see it in the hereafter. So, Shabab, wallahi, I'll congratulate every single one of you here being in this house right now. Because it's the greatest place to be in now in this whole universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning every single name of every single person in this house right now. So you should be honored, and everyone should say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. And inshallah, this Thursday, we're going to start our new lesson. It's going to be advanced. And inshallah, we'll start with Kitab Bulugh al-Maram, Sharh Adillat al-Ahkam. And as I said, it's advanced. It's not, okay, this book talks about all the hadith, all the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ concerning fiqh, concerning jurisprudence. So I'm going to start teaching this book. And if inshallah this Thursday, I'll give more introduction about this book, and I'll recommend for the brothers and the sisters that do want to attend this lesson to have that book, because it's a great book and teaches you a lot. And as I said, it's an advanced level. So I'm saying this again, so you know, on Thursday they are attending an advanced lesson inshallah. وجزاكم الله خير الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. Ya Allah, support us. Ya Allah, support all the Muslims all over the world. Ya Allah, send your victory down. Ya Allah, send your victory down. Ya Allah, send your support down. Ya Allah, send your support down. Ya Allah, we are weak and you are the strongest. Ya Allah, we need you. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, accept us and don't reject us. Ya Allah, accept us and don't reject us. Ya Allah, accept us and don't reject us. Ya Allah, use us the way use the Sahaba. Ya Allah, use us the way use the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, makes us imitate Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. The way he should be imitated, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, God, our Muslim teenagers, brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring him back to your religion. Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show them the truth, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, take them and take us away from the corruption and put us on the straight line, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير جميعا.